The best television commercials are like microscopic TV shows. But Slate.com ad critic Seth Stevenson wonders whether a particular group of prehistoric pitchmen can actually make it as the stars of their own primetime series.
Recently, word arrived that the Geico cavemen, those Neanderthal chaps who appear in some of the car insurers' television ads, might get their own sitcom on ABC. Geico confirms that it's exploring possibilities. But even if the cavemen make it through the development gauntlet, is this really a good idea? The cavemen first entered our consciousness in the autumn of 2004 in an ad that initially appears very humdrum. It starts with a blow-dried announcer smiling into the camera.
It's so easy to use Geico.com, a caveman could do it.
What?
The camera pans, breaking through the fourth wall and revealing that the boom operator on this ad shoot is, in fact, a caveman.
Not cool. I did not know you were there.
And the caveman storms off the set. Nice gag. But it's in a follow-up spot that this concept really hits its stride. We see two cavemen being treated to an elegant dinner, at which the Geico spokesman hopes to make amends for the previous slur.
Seriously, we apologize. We had no idea you guys were still around.
Yeah, next time maybe do a little research.
We have two strong comedic elements here. The lighthearted satire of interest group peak, and Neanderthals as urbane sophisticates. When the cavemen reappeared for a second round of ads in 2006, the wry nuances became even more refined. There's this spot where our cave hero is on a psychologist's couch.
Why does that bother you?
Why does it bother me? So easy a caveman can do it?
Well, it's just a commercial.
Okay. Well, what if it said, Geico.com, so easy a therapist can do it?
Well, that commercial wouldn't make sense to me.
Why not?
Well, therapists are...
Are what? Smart?
At the campaign's ancillary website, we learn that the cavemen are into, among other things, blogging, Tolstoy, yoga, smoked Hungarian paprikash, and Paddy Chayefsky movies. They have poetry magnets on their fridge in Esperanto. The ad folks are clearly having a blast curating the cavemen's highbrow lifestyle. But the joke, unlike the cavemen, is not evolving. We get it. Cavemen are historically portrayed as brutish oafs, not au courant intellectuals. Can this premise, which works great in 30-second ads, sustain a whole TV series? There is precedent for advertising icons moving to longer forms. Among others, there was Jim Varney's character Ernest, perhaps better known as the Hey Vern guy.
Hey Vern, look at this ad right here on the movie page. It says you can be a movie star.
After starting as a pitchman, Ernest landed a kids' TV show, and then went on to make some horrifically bad movies. But as they compete for their spot on the fall schedule, the cavemen do have a couple of key points in their favor. First, in their Geico ads, they actually detest Geico, which makes them seem like slightly less obvious corporate shills. Second, judging by the stellar quality of the ads and the website, there's someone or someones with a wonderful comic sensibility behind all this stuff. It's a sensibility I'd be eager to spend more time with. Assuming, of course, the cavemen branch out from their eternally aggrieved victims shtick.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for Slate. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. Madeline Brand is back with me tomorrow. I'm John Idstein.